From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Syrian activists reported Wednesday that rebel shelling and government airstrikes near Damascus killed at least 36 people. The new violence erupted in the hours before Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif arrived in the Syrian capital. He headed straight into talks with President Bashar al-Assad about Tehran's new plan to end Syria's years-long civil war that it wants to offer to the United Nations. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in the country, said rebel shelling began during the morning. The attacks killed 5 people and wounded another 60. The watchdog group said government fighter jets responded with attacks on rebel-held areas in the Damascus suburbs, killing 31, injuring more than 120 others. China allowed the value of its currency to drop again Wednesday, prompting a second consecutive decline in major stock markets around the world. A weaker currency could boost China's economic growth by making Chinese-made exports less expensive for foreign buyers. Investors may be worried that this intervention signals that growth in the world's second-largest economy is slowing more than what they first thought. Beijing's change in currency exchange policy brought criticism from some members of the U.S. Congress, who say it continues a practice that gives Chinese exporters an unfair advantage and hurts American jobs. China's central bank, which strictly controls the currency, says the move is meant to make the value of the yuan more market-oriented. The International Monetary Fund welcomed the step. This is VOA News.